I was still on welfare in 1997 when I heard about Rich Dad Poor Dad through a current affairs TV program called The Home Show. Robert was being interviewed, but he also talked to school children. What struck me was his opinion that a house wasn't an asset. What he said made sense. My flatmate, who was a medical doctor, watched the interview too. A short time later, we noticed the book in a shop and she purchased it. My friend was halfway through some other books, so I read it first and found myself relating to the text. Wanting to know more, we decided to share the cost of Cashflow 101. We sent away for it, and once the game arrived, we began playing it in earnest. As I played, I began to understand that there were ways to better my situation, and I wanted to find them. Now, when people pointed out, yet again, that I was not educated, poor, and a single mother on welfare, I realized I wasn't stuck. Because of Rich Dad, I found that my thought process was changing, and much for the better. And then my life took quite a turn. In 1998, my friend was offered the chance to buy the practice in which she worked. The business, which had been running for around 10 years, had completely funded itself and still turned a profit. But she said she wasn't interested, as there was another practice she thought about going into. Suddenly, I realized something. I saw an opportunity, the likes of which I had never noticed before, right in front of me. We could buy the medical practice. With new knowledge guiding me, I told her so. Sitting down together, we talked and wondered about how we could do it. Neither of us had any money. Here's how we did it. The price the owner was seeking wasn't a secret. He had written down how much he wanted, $400,000, when he approached my friend. Undaunted, my friend went back to him, informed him of our interest, and asked him how we could buy the business. It turned out that the owner would be happy with $100,000 up front. If we came up with that amount of money, he told us, he would vendor finance the rest. That meant he would effectively act as a bank. After giving him the deposit, we would pay the remaining amount to him from the funds received from the business over the next 2 years. My friend and I became partners. Since she had been offered the business in the first place and was a physician, and I had recognized the opportunity through Rich Dad and pointed it out to her, we decided to go 50-50. We would share the risk of the $100,000 down payment and the $300,000 vendor finance loan. Next, we hired an accountant to put the numbers together, including the very important fact that the clinic turned over $1 million a year. Then, because my newfound business partner was a medical doctor, we went to the New Zealand Medical Assurance Society. This is a company set up to lend money and provide insurance for health professionals. Explaining what we wanted to do, we presented the financials to the loan officer. This was a very new experience for me, and I was more than a little nervous. After all, I had no money, I was still on welfare, and here I was asking for a $100,000 loan. I need not have worried. When we presented the financials, our loan was approved right away. The term of the loan was 3 years, with an interest rate of about 9%. Everything kept moving very quickly. The sale was handled through lawyers, the sellers and ours, and the business paid for the closing costs. The day we purchased the clinic, I went off welfare. With great joy, I turned to the next phase of my life. We paid the $100,000 back over 3 years and paid the vendor finance loan of $300,000 back over 2 years. At the same time, the clinic always earned a tidy profit. In 2002, my partner offered me her share of the business because she wanted to try a totally different lifestyle. My partner wanted $252,000. The business manager took on 25% of the business shares as an incentive. We bought my partner shares with vendor financing, so we didn't have to come up with the money ourselves. Instead, we used profits from the medical practice. I now own 75% of the business. I do not spend time on the premises as I am not medically trained. Instead, I attended to my next venture, investing in real estate, which, as Rich Dad says, is a great way to get cash flow.